Our story begins in the Westside Hospital group therapy room, where Heidi is talking with Adriana.
Adriana, is there anything I can do to make you feel better?
Get me out of Westside.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that. That's up to Dr. Hunt and Dr. Ramos.
Then, no, there's nothing you can do. I take it that's not a page from Nurse Grimm.
No. Just a friend.
Oh, okay.
Adriana, can I ask you something? It's about Charlie.
Charlie? What about him?
I heard that the two of you broke up, and I was kind of surprised. I mean, he seemed so in love with you, with the song and all.
You knew about the song? Wait a minute. Was it you that brought the cassette player to my room?
Shh. Yes, it was me. I thought you deserved to hear Charlie pour his heart out to you. But I don't want anyone to know about this.
Well, I'm not going to tell anyone. But why would you do that for me?
I felt bad for Charlie. He was pretty upset about not being able to see you.
I didn't realize that you and Charlie even knew each other.
Well, we've talked a few times. I don't know him all that well.
You're interested in him, aren't you?
What do you mean?
You want to date him, and more.
No, that's not true. But even if it were, I thought you weren't interested in Charlie, right? Isn't that what you told him?
Yeah, it is.
So you wouldn't have a problem if he started seeing someone else?
No. Charlie can do whatever he wants with whomever he wants.
Okay. Look, I have to get back to the nurse's station. I'll see you around.
They've talked a few times. Stay strong, Adriana. You know this is the best for Charlie. He has to move on.
In his apartment, Chuck is talking with his daughter, Dara.
So, we're all set for your first day of school tomorrow?
I hate school.
Well, most kids do. But this is a good school, and I'll talk to Connie, and Clint is starting tomorrow, too.
Then why are we going to some private school anyways? Everybody is probably stuck up.
I'm sure they'll be as nice to you as you are to them.
You don't remember that much about high school, do you?
Hey, it hasn't been that long. Anyway, Lucas from next door is going to be going to the same school.
That kid is going to Windsor?
Just give him a chance, Dara. He's not had an easy go of things either lately.
Isn't that woman his mom?
No, he's just staying with Alexandra right now. That must be Ellie. Ellie, hi.
Hi, Chuck.
Come on in. Ellie, I'd like you to meet my daughter. This is Dara.
Hi, Dara. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, are you Chuck's girlfriend?
Girlfriend? No, we're just friends.
Well, he sure was cleaning up this place in a hurry before you got here. I figured he was trying to impress someone.
You're going to be a handful, aren't you?
So, Dara, have you seen much of New York so far?
Nah, just the neighborhood. I haven't felt like sightseeing.
I understand.
Ellie, can I get you something to drink?
A soda would be nice. Do you have a Diet Coke?
I think so. Let me go check.
Are you sure you're not his girlfriend? Because I think he might have a thing for you.
Oh, really? I'm sure Chuck will be happy that you let me know.
At Wilson's Diner, Marilyn and Gretchen are chatting at the counter.
So, we're all set for tomorrow night?
Sure. I'm not sure I'll be very good company, but a family dinner with Blake sounds nice.
He'll be glad you accepted.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
Marilyn, you two know each other?
Yes. Remember the big trial I told you about where I was representing the woman accused of murdering Blake's father?
Yeah, I guess I remember that.
Well, the woman I was representing was Andrew's sister. How is Adriana doing, Andrew?
Well, she's doing fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, look at the time. I have a dinner engagement I have to rush off to. Andrew, it was nice seeing you again. Gretchen, I'll see you tomorrow night at dinner.
Okay, call me.
Who was that?
That was my sister. I had a feeling you were just going along with recognizing her.
That was your sister? I've never seen her before in my life.
Well, apparently you have.
Oh, get this. I just found a note on my door at the Y from Alexandra. I wonder how she found out where I live.
Adam, I'm sorry, but I had to tell her. I'm worried about the blood clot, and she said she would help you. Are you mad?
No, I guess not. I realize I have to deal with her at some point, but I was hoping to put it off for as long as I could. She asked me to meet her at her apartment tomorrow night.
Are you going to?
Maybe. I just don't know right now. Hey, there's Connie and her son. They're here for dinner. Just sit at that corner table.
Is this your first time meeting her son?
Yes. And I know what you're going to say, but please just let me have this moment.
My lips are sealed.
Thanks. I owe you one. Hi, you guys.
Adam, this is my son, Clint. Clint, this is Adam Johnson.
What's up, Adam?
Clint, I'm happy to finally meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Can I get you some drinks? Gretchen will be right over.
I'll have a root beer.
Make that 2 root beers.
Okay, 2 root beers. I'll let Gretchen know.
So, this is Adam.
What do you think?
Not exactly what I expected from you, but if he makes you happy, then I'm happy.
You know what? You're a pretty good kid, Clint Richard.
I'm not a kid anymore, but thanks.
You'll always be my baby, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you excited about school tomorrow?
Excited is not the word I would probably use, but it should be interesting. I'm glad Chuck was able to get Dara into Windsor.
Clint, I know I've been hard on Dara in the past, but I'm willing to give her another chance here. Maybe we can all make a fresh start now.
Thanks, Mom. Dara and I are destined to be together, and I want you to support us.
As long as you're happy and doing well in school, I will support it. But no more trouble, Clint, okay?
Of course, Mom. No more trouble.
Back at the Westside Hospital, Rex is standing by Agnes's bedside.
Mom, I tracked down the nurse that I think upset you. Her name was Nurse Grimm. Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh. I don't know any Nurse Grimm.
She told me that she's known you for a long time, and that you knew her brother?
Who is this woman's brother?
Are you saying that you don't know her? Maybe you can write it down for me. Her brother's name was William Burton.
William Burton? It can't be.
Mom, are you okay? Mom?
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.